FM 90.3 WJTL, DC Talk, Colored People, Small Town Poets, If You'll Let Me Love You before that. That DC Talk song from 1997 from their Jesus Freak album, probably my favorite Christian album of all time. I don't know if that was the year, 1997, that they used to, DC Talk used to always try to come up with these hyped ways to come on stage at Creation, and they decided they were going to fly in a helicopter and drop down from the helicopter, climb down a ladder. Now, they couldn't work out all the details to actually climb down the ladder onto the stage, but they did fly in on a helicopter and land and run in.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I know that was 1997, the first year WJTL broadcast live from Creation. We were actually there doing call-ins. Technology allowed us to actually, you know, be there live. So it was a lot of fun. You're listening to Throwback Thursday. Good morning at 7:03. Olivia and Fred with you.
Lisa Landis is back and wants to play your requests and dedications Fridays at 5. Listen for your cue to call, email lisa@wjtl.com, or post your request on Facebook each Friday afternoon. It's a Friday request and dedication hour at 5 o'clock on FM 90.3 WJTL.
This morning, our very special guest is Kristen Herzog. Kristen from the Hope for Haiti Benefit Auction. Good morning.
Good morning, Fred.
So great to have you back.
Hey, it's awesome to be back. Thank you so much.
And anybody you want to give a shout out to, say hi.
Yeah, for sure. In Lancaster, Pennsylvania, hi to Arlene, Jim, and Nelson, and all the way out in Haiti. Listening on WJTL.com is Daniel, Lubin, and Sam. So good morning, guys.
That's great. Now, speaking of listening, you said you moved here in
1992, back in the day. So you are playing my jam this morning.
So you came to work at Sight and Sound.
I did, yeah. I moved out here to be an actress, met my husband there. And 1992, I found WJTL, and I haven't turned it off since.
So when you came in, you were like, This is my WJTL.
It is. And, you know, I was just thinking how I would mail in my $15 check every single month.
Wow, bless you.
Yes. Yeah. That was hard back in the day.
But well, sure.
Yeah. No, I've been pretty invested in WJTL for a long time.
Thank you. Yeah, that means a lot. So let's talk today about Hope for Haiti Benefit Auction. Tell us all about it.
Oh, yeah. So Hope for Haiti Benefit Auction of Northern Lancaster County is 9 years running.
Wow. Congrats on that.
Yeah. It's been a whirlwind of growing, really. So this coming Saturday, May 21st, we are hosting our 9th annual auction.
That's awesome. Where's it going to be?
It's going to be at our place, actually. It's the Herzog Homestead event venue in Ephrata.
Yeah. And now, how did you initially get started? What was the impetus for starting 9 years ago?
Yeah, well, I've been involved in Haiti for over 30 years.
Wow.
Started doing mission work. And over the years, I realized that really education and business training was super important for people to get ahead.
Okay.
And so I started it with a very small group of friends and family, and also several of my more conservative neighbors of the Amish and Mennonite background.
Right.
So definitely an eclectic group.
Yeah, it sounds like it. So it's happening this Saturday. What kind of auction items are you going to have?
Oh, my word. There's going to be a lot of different ones. We're going to have sheds, hunting blinds, gorgeous Amish quilts, gift cards from everything from Home Depot to Lowe's to local restaurants and businesses, lots of lawn and garden items. So I want to encourage people. It's going to be sunny. Come on out and enjoy the day with us.
Big
food court, too.
Well, it's Lancaster County. You got to have food.
And a bake sale and pony rides.
Oh, my goodness.
And children's activities.
You got all kinds of stuff going on.
Yeah. It's about, I think last year we had about 1,000 people on
Amazing.
Our property.
Wow.
And it was about 100 volunteers.
Wow.
So there is like a core, really strong group of people who really care about this project.
Yeah, I could tell. So it's kicking off Saturday morning, what time?
9 a.m. until the last item is sold.
So
we go until
you're
done. Yep.
Can folks see some of the items online?
Yes, on our Facebook page, they can go to Hope for Haiti Benefit Auction. That's it. And we're posting several times a day some really beautiful items. So, yeah, you're welcome to check that out.
That's very cool. It's happening this Saturday at, and is the address there too, the Herzog Family Homestead? They'll know how to get there.
So it's Herzog Homestead Event Venue at 470 West Metzler Road in Ephrata.
Look at you. You knew the address right off the top of your head.
I better know where I live.
That's pretty great. So coming up, we'll talk more with Kristen about this Saturday's event. the big Hope for Haiti benefit auction of Northern Lancaster County. Did I get it?
You got it. Good job, Fred.
We've got more music on the way for you, too. Our Throwback Thursday continues with Petra and Michael English next.